Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, it's good to be back together again after a bit of a break. I pray you had a blessed Easter celebration. He is risen, and He is risen indeed. Well, you know, in addition to celebrating Easter just a few weeks ago, my husband and I also celebrated the birth of a new baby boy to a young couple who are part of our small group at church. This young couple, Julie and Nathan, are just as cute as they can be. They are barely in their 30s, and they have been trying to start a family for the past few years. They sorrowed through two miscarriages before the Lord gave them precious little Elijah Luke just a few weeks ago. Well, we recently visited with them, and while we were cuddling with little Elijah, Julie, his mama, shared with us the challenges they have faced just after bringing Elijah home. It seems his first night at home, little Elijah had a choking episode, which caused them to call for an ambulance for help. All is well, but it was frightening at the time, of course. Then, just 3 days later, Mama Julie was taken into the hospital with appendicitis, and she had to have an emergency appendectomy, and she had to go 24 hours being away from her newborn and her husband. And then when she returned home from the hospital, baby Elijah had to get used to nursing again, which didn't go smoothly initially, and he dropped several ounces in weight. To say that they had some stressful few weeks would be an understatement. And you know, in the midst of all of this, Julie's doctor could tell that this normally calm and joyful young lady had become extremely anxious. Now, not that that is unusual for new mamas, but in Julie's case, it was a pronounced and definite change in her personality. Since then, she's been diagnosed with postpartum manic anxiety. She's unable to rest her mind or body for any extended period of time. Her thoughts and fears are constantly racing, and her conversations go 100 miles a minute. We noticed all of this when we visited with them. So she's now in counseling and in therapy to help her control her racing thoughts and fears and regain her normally calm demeanor. But praise God that Julie and Nathan know and trust the anchor for their souls is Jesus. The one who calmed the sea is the one who will give Julie peace, peace that passes all understanding. Anxiety. We understand it in a young mama with a newborn. But what about when we deal with it? And what about when we look all around us? You know, there is a new pandemic in town, and it isn't the next version of COVID. It's anxiety. It is everywhere in all age groups. It covers both genders and all socioeconomic groups. It knows no geographic limits. Worry walks with us wherever we go. A report in Psychology Today shows 51% of adults reported struggling with worry. And some 31% have been diagnosed with anxiety. Women rate higher than men in both worry and anxiety. And the younger you are, the higher the percentages are growing. A report shows 1/3 of teenage girls experience anxiety disorder. 1/3. Max Licato, the author of our book study, Anxious for Nothing, reports these and other stats, starting on page 5 in his book at the bottom. He writes, chances are that you or someone you know seriously struggles with anxiety. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, anxiety disorders are reaching epidemic proportions. In a given year, nearly 50 million Americans will feel the effects of panic attacks, phobias, or other anxiety disorders. Our chests will tighten. We'll feel dizzy and lightheaded. We'll fear crowds and avoid people. Anxiety disorders in the United States are the number one mental health problems. And women and are second in women, and are second only to drugs and alcohol in men. He goes on to write this: the United States is now the most anxious nation in the world. The land of the stars and stripes has become the country of stress and strife. This is a costly achievement. Stress-related ailments cost the nation $300 billion every year in medical bills and lost productivity, while our usage of sedative drugs keeps skyrocketing. Just between 1997 and 2004, Americans more than doubled their spending on anti-anxiety medications like Xanax and Valium, from $900 million to $2.1 billion. You can only imagine what it is now. The Journal of the American Medical Association, he writes, cited a study that indicates an exponential increase in depression. People of each generation in the 20th century were three times more likely to experience depression than people of the preceding generation. I don't know about you, but those statistics are enough to cause us anxiety. But what is really causing us to worry? Well, the causes are usually as individual as we are, but our author has noted four consistent causes of anxiety. Number one, change. Number two, pace of life. Number three, personal challenges. And number four, aging. Chances are one or maybe several of these have caused you some sleepless nights. If so, you are, well, in good company. We all have things we worry about. Our author notes this on page 8. One would think Christians would be exempt from worry, but we are not. We have been taught that the Christian life is a life of peace, and when we don't have peace, we assume the problem lies within us. Not only do we feel anxious, but we feel guilty about our anxiety. The result is a downward spiral of worry, guilt, worry, guilt. He goes on and writes, the presence of anxiety is unavoidable, but the prison of anxiety is optional. Anxiety is not a sin. It is an emotion. Anxiety can, however, he writes, lead to sinful behavior. End quote. Anxiety is not a sin. Rest in that for a moment. If you have ever had that thinking that anxiety is sin, which I have had in the past, let this truth wash over you. Anxiety is not a sin. Anxiety, however, if unchecked, can lead to sinful behavior. Our author provides us with guidance through a familiar verse to help us cope with anxiety and worry. You see this in Philippians 4, starting in verse 4, or at the bottom of page 9 in his book. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And he goes on to write 5 verses with 4 admonitions that lead to one wonderful promise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. Yes, these 4 admonitions in these verses, they spell out the word calm, C-A-L-M. C, celebrate God's goodness. A, ask God for help. L, leave your concerns with Him. M, meditate on good things. Celebrate, ask, leave, meditate. Write that down on a note card and post it where you can see it daily this week, along with Philippians 4, 4 through 8, because we battle worry and anxiety daily, and we need God's coping daily. You know, if you read the chapter, maybe you were like me, I just loved the story that Max shared at the end of chapter 1 about how his father, when he and his brother were little, their father used to check all the doors of their home at night and then reassure him and his brother that all was secure, nothing to worry about. I can relate to that. When I was little, I used to ask my dad to check behind my dresser every night to make sure no gorillas were there before I would be able to fall asleep. Oh, my dad would look behind my dresser carefully and assure me there were no gorillas there. It was safe to fall asleep. Be anxious for nothing. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.